That report.
Elsewhere, Israel has warned that it will stop a Libyan aid ship from entering the Gaza Strip. The vessel has already set sail from the Greek port of Lavrio and is now moving toward the coastal strip.
We hope that the Israeli authorities would not ban the ship from entering the port of Gaza, because we think that's where the ship should be destined to. That's the proper place for it to unload its goods. I think the Israelis need to understand that we are not provoking any kind of action. We are not in military action. We are a peaceful organization, humanitarian organization.
Tel Aviv says allowing the ship to go ahead with its mission will have serious consequences for what it calls Israel's security. Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak says the move is, quote, an unnecessary provocation. Tel Aviv insists that the supplies be transferred to the Gaza Strip through the Israeli port of Ashdod. The aid ship carries some 2,000 tons of food and medicine. It has been organized by a charity linked to the son of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. The mission comes 6 weeks after a deadly Israeli attack on a Gaza-bound aid flotilla. The attack left several aid activists dead and many others injured.
Meanwhile, Jordanian activists are planning to break the siege on Gaza on Thursday. Organizers say more than 150 people and 30 vehicles packed with basic supplies will try to enter Gaza through the Egyptian town of Al-Arish. The group failed to reach the besieged strip last month. This as Egyptian authorities stopped it at the Rafah crossing. 1.5 million Gazans have been living under a crippling Israeli siege for the past 3 years. The blockade has caused a humanitarian crisis in the impoverished coast.